The French Lieutenant's Woman by John Fowles. If you had turned northward and landward at Lyme Regis in 1867, your prospect would have been harmonious. Across sloping meadows lay the thatched and slated roofs of Lyme itself, a town that had its heyday in the Middle Ages and has been declining ever since. To the west, somber grey cliffs rose steeply from the shingled beach. Above them and beyond climbed further cliffs masked by dense woods. The Cob, a long claw of old grey wall that flexes itself against the sea, is quite simply the most beautiful sea rampart on the south coast of England. A person of curiosity could at once have deduced several strong probabilities about the pair who began to walk down the quay at Lyme Regis one sharp and blustery morning in the late March of 1867. The couple were indeed strangers, people of some taste. The young lady was dressed in the height of fashion, a magenta skirt of an almost daring narrowness and shortness, and one of those impertinent little pork-pie hats with a delicate tuft of egret plumes, while the taller man was dressed impeccably in a light grey with his top hat held in his free hand. There was another figure on that sombre, curving mole. It stood right at the seawardmost end, apparently leaning against an old cannon barrel upended as a bollard. Its clothes were black. The wind moved them, but the figure stood motionless, staring out.